this morning's Chaitanya Charitamrita class in Budapest on a cloudy, cool day, 12 degrees Celsius. I spent most of the time talking about inattentive chanting because the verse that was under discussion was a Srimad Bhagavatam verse. However, the way it was translated in Hungarian, and I've yet to look up Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita translation, made it sound like devotees who inattentively chant in their hearts can be counted as Mahabhagavatas and are possessed of love for Krishna, by which they bind the Lord within their hearts. And it sounded a little suspicious and not as I remembered, so I really looked up the 11th canto verse myself, and there the translation talks about two different types of devotees. Those devotees who are sincerely engaged in devotional service but sometimes are inattentive, and then those devotees who have actually developed love for Krishna within their hearts, and how Krishna is attracted to both of them because of their steady service. But the former then gradually, by proper advancement in devotional service, come to the category of the latter, the premi bhaktis. And the importance of chanting, which is something that I emphasize very often on our podcasts, particularly attentive chanting, is something that cannot be underestimated. As devotees, we come to Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna, practice devotional service. However, the tendency to be lethargic, the influence of anarthas, or may often make devotees inattentive in their chanting. And that inattention, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, draws our attention to the fact that it becomes the root as well as the fruit of all the other 10 offenses. And if devotees develop bad habits in their chanting, perhaps we only get to finish 12 rounds in the morning program, and then the other 4 rounds we just sort of like stick in here and there while walking down corridors in the process of doing some service or in between some other services. In other words, if it's not a real meditation, if it isn't what we're supposed to be doing while focusing on our rounds, those inattentive 4 rounds may grow to become inattentive 6 or 8 or 10 or ultimately 16. And by being inattentive in chanting Hare Krishna, the offense to the holy name decreases the potency of the chanting, and those impurities that we were actually eradicating within our heart, rather than becoming pulled out, they become nurtured. But not only are they further watered, but they then become the virulent type of anartha, because they become impervious or immune to the type of chanting that a devotee is doing, inattentive chanting, and therefore they grow back even worse than before. An example is that in modern medicine, they developed antibiotics, and what's been happening over the years is that the germs which antibiotics are meant to be treating develop a certain level of immunity, if not even complete immunity, to the antibiotics, and they become then untreatable by any particular means. Doesn't matter how much antibiotics you give, it doesn't really destroy the germs which are the source of some type of disease. So same thing, when one chants inattentively, anarthas come back and they become impervious to that type of offensive chanting, and start to bewilder devotees. Therefore, we see that devotees, after so many years of practice, either give up devotional service altogether, or they fall down from the process, or commit sinful activities, because they become so weak and are unable to protect themselves from the influence of growing, again, resurgence of bad habits, and they themselves are in the bad habit of inattentively chanting Hare Krishna and don't even know it. Therefore, that type of chanting doesn't protect them, and ultimately they become victimized by the material energy. So we should be very careful when chanting Hare Krishna, and we should be very, very attentive and avoid all 11 offenses to the holy name, and therefore ensure our progress and advancement in devotional service, which, as in these Chaitanya Charitamrita, was being discussed, that the ultimate purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is to help us develop love for Krishna. The goal of our Krishna consciousness movement is to help devotees to become lovers of the Lord. And that's why Srimad Bhagavatam mentions at its very last topic, the chanting of the holy name. I'm probably not the only one, but I know that often when I get a book, sometimes I want to see how it ends, and I start with reading the end of the book, because the end of the book tells you really what the whole conclusion is and what really happened. So Srimad Bhagavatam also ends with the glorification of the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Therefore, since Bhagavatam is about achieving love of God, how is it emphasizing that to us is the very last thing for us to remember when we read it? Then Bhagavatam says, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Panashanam Pranamo Dukha Samanas Tam Namami Harim Param. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Hari, the congregational chanting of whose holy names destroys all sinful reaction, and the offering of obeisances unto whom relieves us of all material suffering. So, if we become free from all sinful reaction, then love of Krishna is just around the corner. So we should, by all means, protect ourselves from the trappings of offensive chanting and stay on the path of pure devotional service so that we can achieve the ultimate perfection that devotional service is about. Earlier this morning, I was reading about Nirgun Krishna Das, a lifelong Sankirtan devotee who left his body just recently in Sridham Mayapur. And there are many glorifications of him there. But it was interesting that there was one pastime and one story that was being recounted, and that was just a few days before his passing, how he had this dream that Srimati Radharani came to him along with all of her gopi friends, associates, and she was calling him. And when Nirguna Prabhu came out of the dream, then he recounted this to his carers and asked, do you think that that means that I'm going to be a Manjari? And whatever his position, when you receive a personal invitation from Srimati Radharani, it's certainly your guarantee for going back home, back to Godhead. This is what we came to Krishna consciousness for, which is what we should keep in mind. We shouldn't become distracted by our conditioned nature, thinking that the 50, 60, 70 years that we're here in this material world has any real substantial value. It's just a twinkling of an eye. In fact, Mahavishnu doesn't even twinkle his eye in the length of an entire creation. It's insignificant time. What to speak of our 70 years, how insignificant that is. Therefore, although we have to maintain our bodies over that period of time, and there are so many other things that our conditioned nature demands in order to become free from conditioning, but we should keep those demands to a minimum. We shouldn't take our commitment and residence for this short period of time in this world very seriously, but what we should take seriously is the fact that we do have very little time to achieve a very great thing, and that is love for Krishna. Loma Sharishi, he wasn't even interested in his disciples constructing a cottage for him, although he was living for the period of creations. We're not living for creations. Therefore, home, family, material possessions, wealth, and those things, we shouldn't place much faith or become overly dependent on these things. Take them as they come, take them as they go, or rather leave them as they go, and keep focused on our real business of becoming lovers of Krishna, and that we can only attain by chanting the holy names of the world, holy names of the Lord. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. Let's chant the Hare Krishna mantra with great attention and become free from the results of past sinful activities which are causing us so much suffering, both in our pre-devotional life and even in our initial devotional career. Hare Krishna.